And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Louis Tolliver and Kay Janson. Louis Tolliver is president of Acadiana Pride. Kay Janson is their director of marketing. And they're here to talk about Acadiana Pride, the festival that's coming up, and some other activities that they've been busy with. The poster was just recently unveiled for the festival this past weekend. Kay did the artwork for the festival, and Mayor Joey Durrell was at the unveiling of the festival, so it was quite an event. So let's talk a bit about, let's recap for people about Acadiana Pride and the festival, just kind of in a nutshell, and then we'll talk about the event this past weekend. Louis, perhaps you can just remind people about what's been happening.
The Acadiana Pride Festival, since it since at least I became president in March of last year, 13, we set out and we created a few programs to kind of show the community that we were first interested in giving back to the community. And so we started with Louisiana Words, which has essentially been teaching a community how to write creatively, which is one of our first programs we kicked off. And then we had Acadiana Pride Idol that came shortly after, which was a singing competition in which the winner would actually get to sing in the festival. We just kicked off Rhythms and Visions, which has happened twice now, and it's going to happen a third time at hopefully E's Kitchen on July 29th. I'm sorry, January 29th. And then we have Let's Make Acadiana Outrageous kicking back up this year. We have possibly a TV show coming with AOC pretty soon as well. So these are things that we're doing to educate and to give the community an outlet to show their creativity. The reasonings why we're doing this is essentially like the festival gives back gives proceeds back to Faith House, Freedom House, and Acadiana Cares. One of the biggest things about Louisiana Words is the slogan is we're fighting abuse with creativity. So Louisiana Words is actually at Acadiana Cares now on every Tuesday, first and third Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. always, and then it moves around on second Tuesdays and fourth Tuesdays.
Well, I think people can see that you all have been extremely busy for an organization that's just been around less than a year now, I believe. And you all have been working, not only have you been working towards the festival, which will take place in March, but you've also started these other activities, several activities that are extremely successful. People have really gotten involved in them. So it's Acadiana Pride is it's multi-platformed, I guess you could say, and you all have been active on all of those platforms. So, but the festival is something you have been working on throughout the year, and you're extremely proud that the poster was unveiled and that this was announced to the community this past weekend. So tell us when and where that happened, Louis, and then we're going to talk with Kay about that poster.
Well, we had our Rhythms and Visions unveiling of Pride this past Saturday, and City Parish President Joey Durrell came by, and we had the opportunity to actually tell him about what we were doing in the community, and I think he was just his face, he seemed very, very impressed with what we've done in such a short time. So we have a lot of people understand how much we have played a hand in reshaping the LGBT community here. For a lot of people that are curious about what this festival is about to be, my whole mission was to set out and create a sense of family, not just in that community, but the whole community, the whole Acadiana community. And I think that what has happened, and like I say, is a crisis not just in the LGBT community, is that family has become about what you reject, and it should be about what you accept. And that's really something that I'm trying to really drive home through this festival.
Well, and certainly that feels like that's something that people in Acadiana just get behind naturally. This so many different communities, both physical communities and philosophical communities, in people with certain interests have gathered together behind festivals, and it does create that amazing sense of family and enthusiasm, and people just love it, and they are very open to festivals that really try to create that sense of community. So you had the official unveiling of the poster and the announcement of the festival. So tell us how you approached the design of this poster, Kay. It was the first one. There must have been a feeling of responsibility and a sense of weight in this.
Yes. There were several ideas being tossed around. I came up with the ideas of combining celebrating family, that idea, along with the arts that we promote, including drama and music and visual art, And so we kind of put those ideas together in the form of a real colorful, festive poster. And it was also with the help of Brad Boudreau, also an artist who he and I worked together on the poster. And the unveiling was very successful. We got a really great response, lots of sales of the poster on the first day that it was available. Mr. Durrell seemed very happy with it, and we were happy to give that to him Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the images that you have on there? You said it's extremely colorful.
Very colorful. Mm-hmm. Well, the main idea of the poster is we have like a film reel going across the front of the poster, and each segment in the film reel has a different type of family. You know, one might be your typical heterosexual family with kids. Another one might be two women with kids. Another might be two men. So it shows a variety of different types of families. And then we also have images for music and fine art and then drama as well. It has banners going across the front with rainbow colors, and but the primary message on it is celebrating family.
Mm-hmm. All those families on one reel.
Yes, right.
Real families on a reel.
Exactly.
Where can people see an image of that poster? Is it on the Acadiana Pride website?
It's on the Acadiana Pride website. It can be ordered. Mm-hmm. It's $25 for the poster. There are also some framed pieces, some framed posters at Cité des Arts right now, hanging through January 29th.
Mm-hmm. So people can either go there and take a look at them, purchase them there,
right,
or order them through your website.
Through the website.
And that is acadianapride.org?
acadianapridefestival.org.
.com.
Okay. Excuse me.
Acadiana Pride Festival. Okay.
Yes.
.com. And so people can go there, take a look at the image, and they can get their posters there as well.
Right.
And I'm assuming that the website also has information about the organization and the festival and all of these various performance-based series that you all have been running throughout the year.
Yes.
Is that right,
yes,
Lewis?
You know, the website's very dynamic. Mm-hmm. I mean, gosh, when I look at the website, I'm like, man,
and of
we
course,
have
Kay,
made it.
As director of marketing, I'm sure you're quite instrumental in making sure
that
all
that information
is
there. Yeah, we're actually working on expanding
our
store. That's what me and Kay are kind of doing. And we're actually looking at putting some of the artwork that's been donated to us on there. As far as we had a little girl, Annalyn Corzo, who is actually the daughter of our public relations assistant, Jan Corzo. She actually donated some bracelets to Pride. It was so sweet. She's so helpful, and just having that young little lady with us, it's just so inspirational because she is so excited about it, and that's what we want people to be. But if you go on the website, there are vendor opportunities, there are sponsorship opportunities, there are volunteer opportunities. You can learn about the festival, who's on the board. You can learn about what's going to be happening on the festival if you would like me to tell you that.
Well, it sounds like a great place to go. So that website is an all-encompassing.
Everything you need to know is on there.
All the information. Do you also have Facebook and
yes.
all of those? So, and what would that be called? How do they search
you
for?
Just go to – you actually can just type in Acadiana Pride Festival in the search
and
engine
it will
pop
up.
Louisiana
Facebook.
Words, Acadiana Pride Isle, Rhythms and Visions has a Facebook page. LMAO, which is Let's Make Acadiana Outrageous, has a Facebook page. So we have Facebooks for our individual events, and we have our main hub, which is acadianapridefestival.com. I'm sorry, Acadiana Pride Festival on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yes.
And that festival is coming up fairly soon. We were just
very
talking
soon.
About how fast January is going by. It will take place at the end of March. What are the dates, Lewis?
The dates are March 27th through the 30th. It's going to be kicked off with Dennis Ward Shea Giselle, who also has a new book out called Mademoiselle Gigi, which I'll be hosting him again at Louisiana Words at the end of this month. Then on Friday, we have Dustin Del Gaspar. We have Michigan Avenue, Five Finger Discount. On Saturday, we have the Acadiana Pride Idol winner. We have Gino Delafoss. We have Jason Dotley, Steve Grand, Nakia. And then the City of Scott is going to be hosting our Sunday as a kickoff to their Boudin Festival.
Well, again, I can see people can tell that you have lots going on at that festival. Kay, as the director of marketing, people can expect to see a lot more information coming about as it gets closer to the festival.
Yes. Yes, that's right. We'll have a lot more advertising. We'll have things in print and in newspapers as well. We have quite a presence on Facebook right now and Twitter and
Instagram.
Thank you.
I forgot myself.
Hard to keep up with all the platforms.
And we have T-shirts and various items for sale on the website, so people can also find products. Yeah, and there'll be more to come.
So, when you say you have a Facebook presence, are you giving information out about the festival, keeping people apprised as to when and where and what's going to be happening, who'll be performing?
Yes, there's information about that. There's also lots of information, current information about the activities going on, along with Rhythms and Visions and Louisiana Words and Pride Idol.
So you don't have to wait just for the festival. There's so much you can get involved with up to the festival. Now, where is the festival taking place?
It's going to be at Park International on the Thursday through Saturday, and then in the city of Scott on Sunday.
Okay, so March, it'll be just after Mardi Gras, so people will be hearty in a party mood. And it's like we don't pause for Lent anymore, but I think every month is going to have its own major festival pretty soon in the community. And so it takes place over a weekend, 2 days,
it's
3 days?
It's a Thursday through Sunday. Okay. March 27th through the 30th.
All right, so 4 days. You're not starting off small, are you? Now, I know, Lewis, you're very interested in film. Will there be a film component to the festival?
You know, as of right now, that's to say that something won't pop up around the time of the festival, I'm not going to rule that out. I think right now we're focused on having a good festival this year, but you might see that we might have the opportunity to show a few short films. But, you know, it just depends on how things are going, especially with our potential outlet of having a new TV show and learning. Kay and I are going to be learning how to work the camera really well. I think you're going to see some tricks up a Katie and Prod Festival sleeve. I know Kay has some tricks up her sleeve, but we just have to wait.
Okay, well, perhaps film to come. And that will be, it's just you have everything else.
We're getting ready to film a commercial, so we're going to see how that goes.
Yeah. I guess I just meant more, you know, film, more in the sense of art films.
You will see something. See something.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that in the whole mix of what's going on. If you are just tuning in, my guests are with Acadiana Pride. Lewis Tolliver is the president. Kay Janson is the director of marketing. They just unveiled their festival poster this past weekend. Kay is the artist, one of two artists,
yes,
who worked on the poster, and that poster is available now to the public. You can check their Facebook page or website out, or Cité des Arts, and get to see the images there and acquire one of these first posters. And we all know that 30 years down the line, you wished you had gotten, you know, one of those original posters for Festivals Acadiens.
It's a limited edition of 100 posters that are signed and numbered.
All right. So think about that. 30 years from now, you'll wish you had gotten one.
Immediately when it came out, there was all over. I mean, just how do we get a poster? How do we get a poster? And actually seeing the poster unveiled, because we were on KATC and KLFY, and being able to see that. It just, gosh, it's so surreal.
Yeah, makes it definitely real. You've got to have the festival now. There's no backing out of it at all. So you mentioned that there are things happening just before the festival, and you kind of quickly mentioned a number of those different performance series you have. So maybe tell us again in detail about what people can do in the next couple of months. What you mentioned, the words.
Yes. Well, we're always looking for writers. I mean, you can find either one of us on Facebook, or you can contact the Acadian Prod Festival website or the Facebook page, but we're looking for creative writers for Louisiana Words. We already have the singers for the finals for Acadian and Pride Idol, but we love people to come root on to see who's going to be the winner. We're looking for visual artists for any time to compete to submit art for Rhythms and Visions, and we're going to be working with lots of local businesses, and I believe that Rhythms and Visions will be kind of the outlet for that.
Okay, so when does Words take place?
Words takes place every Tuesday at 7:30. Now, every first and third Tuesday, it's at Acadiana Cares, and it moves around on second and fourth Tuesdays, and if there's a fifth Tuesday. But the best thing to do is to follow Louisiana Words page for that.
Okay, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Acadia Prod Idol is 9 p.m. at Fame Nightlife every Wednesday, the competition
to see the winners. These are weekly events that people can attend and participate in leading up to that festival. And you mentioned one or two other.
Yes, Rhythms and Visions is probably next going to be at East Kitchen. We're going to be kind of mixing it with a culinary cooking class to teach people how to do appetizers. And it'll be a little pre-party for Pride Idol that night. So that's going to be January 29th.
Okay, well, I can see y'all's social calendar is definitely full and so many ways for people to get involved.
My planner is just crazy.
Well, and again, you all are offering the community so many ways to participate, to express their creativity, express their interests. And you mentioned that each one of these different series has their own Facebook presence, and that would be a good place to go if you're interested in either the visual arts, the written arts, performing arts, and find out more information there. Again, Acadiana Pride Festival taking place at the end of March, but it seems to be ongoing, the celebration and the creativity. Find out more, again, either on the website or Facebook. Is there anything else we need to know about upcoming events?
We're looking to definitely get involved and help. Like I said, you know, everybody spends money. So we want we want local businesses to kind of have an opportunity to showcase their talent. So anyone that wants to be a vendor or a sponsor for this, we definitely want you to go on the website and take part in this opportunity.
All right. That website or Facebook page to find out more about Acadiana Pride. Again, my guests are on the board, Louis Tolliver, the president, Kay Janson, director of marketing, and one of the artists who just unveiled her poster. Well, thank you both. And I know as it gets closer, we'll be having you back to talk more about the details of the festival. But it's definitely happening now that the poster's unveiled. It's official. And we look forward to it. But thank you all for your hard work throughout the year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.